Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, last day of school is Friday.
We're excited. Wow. It's nice to have more of a, it wasn't completely normal, but close to normal year. So these seniors are going to actually get to come return to our traditional graduation in the field house. Uh-huh. You know, 2 years ago, we had to have an online. Last year, we did it at the football stadium, but now we're sort of getting back to normal.
A&M Commerce Field House, so that will be Friday night.
Yes, sir, at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. And then you'll be back. Teachers come back August 8th, and the class resumes on August 15th.
Yes, sir.
This year, I guess that's about typical for most districts.
Yes, sir. It's right around when we've started the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, maybe a few days later than the last year or two, it seems to me, but not that much. So good. And also coming up as we look ahead, you say that August 8th is going to be a big day for what reason?
Yes, sir. We're going to do the official groundbreaking for Commerce Middle School. We're also planning one for the Ag facility, but this is going to be our big one. We're going to do it at the same time as convocation for all our teachers so that everybody can be involved in it. We'll be sending out a lot more information. It's a couple of months away, but August the 8th will be our official groundbreaking.
Okay, great. Good. You must, you know, having witnessed here in the last few weeks, other districts not getting their bond issues passed, you know, you must feel pretty good about that.
Yes, sir. The support our community has shown our students and our staff and our school district has been amazing. Not only did we pass it, we passed it really comfortably. But especially around this area, and I can understand it with tax values going up so much, property values going so much. We did do it at the right time, but at the same time, we do have a lot of support here. We appreciate that.
And Greenville, Sulphur Springs, and Bonham did not pass. And so let's talk about, and I want to get to your accomplishments that you all have made, some very nice things that have been achievements during this past year. But the school board met here recently, and so you all put out kind of a newsletter about things that are going on and decisions of the school board. So you're giving a nice stipend to returning teachers.
Yes, sir. The board elected to use the last part of our ESSER funds to give a stipend to all of our returning employees, not just teachers.
Last part of what?
The last part of our ESSER funds.
What are those?
Those are the funds that the state gave during COVID.
Uh-huh.
So we sort of have a 3-year time limit where we can use those.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be able to do that without reaching into our regular budget or into our fund balance.
And we're talking with Charlie Alderman. Charlie's superintendent of Commerce ISD. I interrupted you in the middle of that. So did you say it was $2,500?
For every returning employee.
Oh.
So not just teachers, but our aides and other staff also. We wanted to show appreciation for all of them. The board is also looking at doing something for all of our new employees, aides, and teachers. But we really wanted to recognize all those that have stuck with us through this year and that are coming back and focused on our kids.
And you're trying to retain these folks, basically.
Yes, sir. I mean, there's a teacher shortage in the state of Texas right now. At the same time, we haven't had as many issues as some of the surrounding districts because we have such a great relationship with A&M Commerce and so many student teachers. So we've been more fortunate than a lot of them, but we still want to recognize those teachers that are given to our kids.
$2,500 stipend for those who return in the fall.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And then over the summer, you're going to talk about raising starting salaries, you say?
Yes, sir. We actually have a budget board workshop coming up, and then our next board meeting is June the 13th, and that will be the budget will be part of that. Until we actually know where we stand, we don't want to reach out there and say, but yes, we are trying to give pay raises to our teachers and staff.
Yeah, I read we had a story recently that they've raised starting salaries in Paris. So that's something other boards will be looking at. Well, and there was also on the school board, there was an item passed having to do with the use of tasers.
Yes, sir. We have a Commerce ISD Police Department. In the past, they had not had tasers, and they wanted another alternative to lethal force. So the board did approve. Now, it was a lot of research done by our chief of police, Chief Westbrook, with the board talking to other school districts, we sort of mimicked a lot of their policies. Mm-hmm. So it's not something unusual, but it does give them another option.
Yeah, I see. All right, good. So a lot of accomplishments this past year. And in no particular order, the band continues just to knock it out of the park. Robotics, boys basketball had a great year. Again, theater. What else?
Cross country.
Yeah.
Our ag students have done phenomenal this year, and it's probably one that's not as recognized or as as put out there as others because there's so many different parts to it, whether it's welding, whether it's animals, whether it's horticulture, whether it's judging, but they've had a phenomenal year too. So, yes, I mean, I don't know very many school districts around us that have been as successful as we have, had as many state opportunities and state competitions. Our theater has done wonderful. Our art has done wonderful. We have an amazing fine arts department when you include our music. And we are hoping to add a choir position for our middle school and high school this coming year. So we're really trying to push our fine arts. But everything, these seniors have had an amazing senior year.
Robotics, what were they, second in the state?
Second in the state, and then competed at nationals. Yeah. And did very well there, too.
Yeah, and then won the state a year ago, but then second this year. And the band kids just went to state, of course, in the fall for the first time in quite some time. And that with the marching band, and a lot of individual honors for kids as well.
Well, but then also concert and sight reading. Even our middle school band has won awards. I mean, wow. It's all the way through the program. Ms. Wallace has done a phenomenal
right. Job. And then theater was it regional and one act play?
Yes, sir. Yeah, good.
Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.